You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jonathan Belt comes home early from work to find a strange car in the driveway. He enters a home and hears what clearly sounds like his wife in the bedroom with another man. He arms himself with a knife, bursts into the room, and stabs 18-year-old Billy Floyd dead, injuring his own wife in the process. While she calls 911, Belk stuffs Floyd's body in the trash can. Oh, that'll work.
Nancy, this isn't the first time Belk has had a run-in with a teen regarding his wife. A neighbor says she wasn't surprised to hear about Belk's arrest because he once attacked her son. Belk's wife accused the then 16-year-old of looking at her inappropriately, so Belk attacked the boy in a grocery store. As for Billy Floyd, his family believes Belk's wife began grooming him at just 15 years old, and Belk had some idea she had a relationship with the boy, once threatening to kill him when he turned 18. Police have not confirmed if there's any truth to those statements or if Belk's wife will face any charges.
Jonathan Belk, 41, charged with murder. Wisconsin police rush to a Mount Pleasant home after they get a short 911 call from a child saying, "Mommy's being bad. She needs to go to jail." When they get there, the 4-year-old explains he called 911 because his mom ate all the ice cream, but he doesn't want her to go to jail. Sounds like the victim's refusing to file a report. The officers explain 911 is only for real emergencies, but police surprise the tot the next day with some ice cream. And they don't cuff mommy. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Louisiana woman now faces a second-degree murder charge in the death of a Kansas City reporter covering the Super Bowl. 27-year-old Adon Mazzano was found dead February 5th in his Kenner, Louisiana hotel room. The next day, police arrested 48-year-old Danette Colbert for theft after allegedly using Mazzano's stolen credit card. Now she's charged with murder. Security footage shows Mazzano and Colbert entering his hotel room. She left alone an hour later. The coroner says Mazzano died from positional asphyxia after consuming alcohol and Xanax. Police say he had no prescription, but the drug was found in Colbert's home. A suspected accomplice was arrested in Florida, and Colbert has a history, past arrests for theft and drugging men, though charges were dropped. She remains jailed as authorities prepare their case. In a startling development from Hollywood, a director known for his work on the film 47 Ronin has been arrested on charges of defrauding Netflix out of millions intended for a new sci-fi series. Here's our Sydney Sumner with more.
Carl Eric Rinch, a 47-year-old filmmaker, has now been taken into custody in West Hollywood. Federal prosecutors allege that Rinch misappropriated $11 million from Netflix, funds that were earmarked for the production of a science fiction series titled White Horse, later renamed Conquest. In 2018, Netflix entered into a competitive bidding war for the project, ultimately agreeing to a $70 million deal. Rinch claimed to have filmed only one episode and requested additional funds to complete the series. Despite receiving these funds, he failed to deliver any episodes. Instead of advancing the production, Rinch allegedly diverted the money into personal brokerage accounts. He engaged in speculative stock and cryptocurrency investments, losing approximately half of the $11 million within 2 months. The remaining funds were reportedly spent on personal luxuries, including 5 Rolls Royces, a Ferrari, and over $3 million on furniture and antiques. Rinch appeared in a Los Angeles federal courtroom dressed in a turtleneck sweater and jeans, with his hands and legs shackled. He did not enter a plea and spoke only to acknowledge his understanding of the charges. U.S. Magistrate Judge Pedro Castillo ordered his release on a $100,000 bond, pending further proceedings in New York, where the indictment was filed.
Netflix has declined to comment on the ongoing case.
Thanks, John. Heather Karras, 39, raises 2 teen boys in Linton, North Dakota, caring for her special needs son around the clock. 11 a.m., January 24, she tells her son she'll be back in a few moments. She takes off in her Chevy Silverado. She doesn't come home. One of the teens calls dad for help with the brother. The boy's dad immediately reports Heather missing, knowing she'd never leave them willingly. Next day, her car found parked with the key in the ignition, Beaver Creek Bay Campground, 20 minutes from home. No signs of foul play. Did she willingly abandon her car? Heather Karras, 5'4", brown hair, blue eyes, a sleeve of tattoos left arm, another on the inside of the right forearm. If you have info on loving mom Heather Karras, call Emmons County, North Dakota Sheriffs, 701-254-4411. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.